Kellogg, Healdsburg, California, November 5th, 1891. Dr. Kellogg, I have been having much burden since I came to California. I found matters at the health retreat in a very sad state. I had, while at Petoskey, written a letter of warning to Dr. Burke. From the light given me of the Lord, there was an undercurrent working with him which was kept from Elder Fulton and from the board. There was pleasantness with all as far as the externals were concerned, but everything was kept with great secrecy with all parties. The institution was presented to me as under a cloud. The power of God was not manifest because of wrongdoing. I wrote to Dr. Burke. I had not received any intelligence from the retreat. All spoke encouragingly of the institute, of Dr. Burke, and everything was reported as moving on smoothly. Nevertheless, I was compelled to write to Dr. Burke. When I arrived in California, I was very sick, yet I would not give up, for I knew important work was to be done. Dr. Burke called at Brother Miles, where I was making my home, and stated his wish that I should come to Rural Health Retreat and help to remove the matron. He stated complaints had been made that she was not kind to the patients, did not sympathize with them, and accommodate all their wishes. I asked Dr. Burke, "Who have you to take her place?" He stated that was not settled. I told him that there was not perfection in any one person, that the church militant was not the church triumphant. I tried to ascertain the nature of Sister Ingle's wrong. He stated he had personally seen nothing nor heard anything, but it was wholly the statement of others that he was acting upon. I told him that it would be difficult to find a person who possessed the qualifications that Sister Ingle's had, and he was running a risk of getting someone who possessed far less ability.